Welcome to Healthcare Du Jour, where we dish up and digest the latest in healthcare. For the next 30 minutes, sit back as we bring you insight, commentary, and discussion on trending topics to the table, all expertly served up by our host and his guests. Healthcare Du Jour is brought to you by Healthcare Now Radio, part of the Media Answers Network, and is sponsored by the law offices of Myrick O'Connell. Now here's your host, Matt Fisher.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining as we dive into the hottest topics in healthcare. I'm your host, Matt Fisher. On the menu today is John Harrison, Chief Commercial Officer at Concord Technologies. Welcome, John.
Hey, Matt. Nice to be here. Thanks.
So it's great to have you on. And what I always like to do before really getting into the main part of the discussion is to allow my guests to provide a little bit more of an introduction in terms of who they are and what they do. So, John, the floor is yours.
Oh, thanks, Matt. My name's John Harrison. I work for a business called Concord Technologies, and I run sort of strategy and commercial efforts for the business. And our core business is sort of providing electronic and digital fax services into healthcare, and a variety of solutions that are designed to sort of optimize and automate the process and handling of faxes. So it's been wonderful to be involved in the healthcare business, and lovely over the course of the last 10 or 20 years of my life to see how some things have changed and some things still stay the same.
Yeah, and actually, before we really explore kind of the evolution that it sounds like you've been able to witness, I'm very curious to know, what brought you into healthcare in the first place?
You know, honestly, it was a fairly natural evolution of the business itself, Matt. We had started off providing general services to a variety of industries, but the uptake and the adoption and the opportunities for improvement in just how fax was being used in healthcare was just so obvious for us that we sort of naturally gravitated in that direction over the course of the last decade. You know, I'll admit that that prior to that, to us getting started with that, I admit that my knowledge of the healthcare space was pretty limited. But as I've gotten into it more and more over the course of the last decade, I've found the industry to be truly fascinating and a really wonderful space to work in.
It kind of, as you were saying, you know, getting into healthcare with not too much of a background, what are some of the aspects of the system that surprised you the most?
Honestly, it still surprises me today just quite how fragmented the market is. I think, you know, many of us today who are in the industry acknowledge the lack of interoperability and sharing of data as sort of part of our norm. But as a patient, I think it scares the daylights out of me. You know, it's truly remarkable to see how the industry has had to continue to try and evolve and continue to try and band-aid solutions for the lack of open exchange of information and the open exchange of data about patients and for the benefit of care of patients. It's remarkable.
Yeah, and I think you're kind of phrasing it quite delicately around the interoperability challenges. I would say that, you know, if you kind of look at, complaints or statements that, you know, probably mostly anecdotal, you know, there can be statements around or pointing to the use of fax as kind of indicia of the fact that it's hard to exchange information. So, you know, I'd like to now kind of like start diving into, you know, the use of fax, because I know you've referenced that a couple times already. And, so maybe if you could just provide a little bit of a level set in terms of, how fax has been and is currently being used within the healthcare system.
Sure. I mean, I think the short summary is that it is absolutely pervasive. You know, some data that and some analysis that we did of the market back in 2018 showed that nearly 80% of all PHI are exchanged through some form of fax technology. You know, more than 70% of acute care hospitals still sending summary of care records of fax. More than 76% receiving summary of care records by fax. I mean, it's just it it is so common that it is almost the default standard for the exchange of data, the exchange of information in healthcare.
So do you have any kind of insights or probably hypotheses in terms of why fax has become so pervasive?
Yeah, it's a great question and one that I get asked about quite a lot, Matt. You know, and I think the short summary is that it's easy. It is a really low friction method for sending information, particularly for the sender. You know, if you think about the experience of somebody, you know, perhaps in a clinical setting, needing to get information sent to some destination, the process for them is pretty simple: printing out some documents, putting it in a fax machine, or just hitting the button in their EHR to send it digitally, and that document gets sent. They don't need to worry about any of the underlying technology and how it's delivered and where it's going. For the recipient, it's obviously a lot more painful because they're receiving this unstructured piece of paper that they're needing to work with. But I think that simplicity has been a big impact. And I think the sort of universal nature of fax, it works all the time. It connects to everybody. Everybody has a fax number. And it becomes this sort of common denominator for PHI exchange as a result.
And actually, something you just mentioned there made me realize I forgot to ask you a little bit of a grounding question. You, I think, early on mentioned that there's, you know, kind of different types of fax technology. So would you just be able to give everyone a little bit of a primer in terms of what the different options exist right now? Because, you know, I have a feeling most people think of that old machine that just spits out paper. And frankly, at this point in time, it seems like it's usually spam messages that are trying to get you to go on a cruise or is trying to sell you something else.
Yeah. So you could put fax technology into two broad groups. The sort of traditional old fax machine is still pervasive, but is really the least useful method of sending and managing faxes. On the other hand, there's sort of a general group of digital fax transmission. And within that, there's sort of fax servers and cloud fax services. In either case, you know, in very simple terms, you're thinking about a software alternative to the physical fax machine that would sit in your office. So typically, it's something that you're using on your computer, you can sort of hit the button, look up in your phone book, something similar to email, and very simple to send a document from your computer without having to print it first. And normally in that case, with the digital fax systems, faxes that you receive are coming in as a PDF or some sort of image that you can then look at on your computer, again, without necessarily needing to print a hard copy of. So there's two groups, the sort of traditional fax machine and digital fax.
Yeah, no, and I think that description is helpful because it's, you know, I'm not primarily working in a healthcare organization, but, you know, being at a law firm, you know, the legal industry also still uses fax quite a bit. And I actually remember when my firm transitioned to the hard copy to that electronic-based system, similar to what you were describing. So, you know, I get the email with the PDF now if a fax is sent to me, and I know that's how we send them out. So it's, you know, I think that is helpful. So, you know, everyone can get hopefully a clearer picture in their mind that it's, you know, you're not just going to see a pile of paper coming in, but, you know, there is at least a basis in technology, which, you know, kind of suggests that there has been an evolution of fax technology and it's not something that's static.
I'd absolutely agree. There have been a significant amount of changes to fax technology. And while I agree with you that a lot of people still think about faxes, perhaps even the old thermal rolls of paper, you know, coming out of a fax machine in the corner, that's really not what fax is most commonly today. And we talk a lot in our industry about facts really being a sort of a transmission protocol, something that should happen in the background that you as a user should never really have to think about. Facts is sort of that thing like email. It's just sort of transmitting your document from A to B. When you're using facts with any of the digital technologies, that's a lot closer to the experience that you get. You're sitting at your computer, you need to send a document from A to B, you hit the button, you say, send this to Dr. Joe, you hit the button and it just happens. It happens all in the background, and that document gets sent. And when it's complete, you'll get a little pop-up notice to tell you that it's completed successfully. So, that's a huge, mental shift away from, the very manual printing of paper and going to the fax machine and sitting and waiting 10 minutes while the paper feeds through. That's certainly been the most significant shift. But what we're seeing today, and much more recently even, are significant shifts in the processing of faxes when they come into an organization. We can talk about this when we have some time, but there are technologies that are being used today where we're using things like artificial intelligence to automatically read faxes that are coming into a business, to automatically identify who the patient is and what the documents are about and where they need to go, so that we can automatically put that document in the correct patient record and extract all the right pieces of information from the fax and populate the record in the EHR automatically, so that somebody not having to do that manually. And that documents and faxes and transmissions are being automatically triaged in the business and routed to the right place without somebody having to manually intervene. And these are all developments that have come out of the fax-related industry just over the last 3 or 4 years and have been facilitated through the advancement of much broader AI and image recognition technologies.
So actually, that is really fascinating to hear. And I would like to, kind of dive into that some more, because at least when you're kind of looking around and seeing the general, maybe call them throwaway complaints about fax, is that, even if it does come in electronically, I think as you said before, it could just come in as a PDF, and that's not a dynamic thing that you can interact with. If you could provide a bit more of a background in terms of how AI and other, it sounds like software or technology developments have been able to help advance to make the receipt of the document a bit more interactive and useful, again, for the recipient.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. It's such a large and really fascinating topic. And what I'd like to do is just to sort of start off sort of describing how we view the sort of maturation of the use of fax. A lot of the time when we're working with new customers, hospitals or practices or insurance companies, we do an assessment of where their use of fax is in terms of a maturation scale, starting off with sort of absolute ground zero, just using traditional fax machines. And the step up to level one is the transition to digital. That's a significant evolution right there. But even once you've gotten to digital, you open up this enormous landscape of opportunity for automation. And from there, we sort of move up to sort of level two of maturation, where we're automating the transmission of documents and faxes, with the sending of faxes directly from inside and things like the EMR, without somebody having to interact with another piece of software. And up to level three, we're starting to do that for inbound documents, so that the inbound PDF are automatically appearing in the EMR rather than in some other piece of software. and up to level four, starting to apply AI to automatically recognize the document type, automatically recognize the priority of the document, automatically identify all the patient data, and be able to use that information to triage the document, to route the document to the right location, perhaps index the document automatically into the correct patient record in the EMR. And then up to level five, where we're now starting to look at understanding the business processes that are being driven by these facts-based communications and understanding how we can optimize and improve that entire business process. So think about an organization that's relying on inbound faxes for patient intake, maybe an LTPAC facility that's looking to admit a patient. A fax is coming into the organization. They're needing to do a review, do an assessment of whether that patient's a good fit for their facility, get back to the referring practice, and then facilitate the transition of care for that patient. That entire process is hugely time critical, both from a revenue perspective for the LTPAC facility, but also from a patient care perspective. And so, being able to use some of these technologies in a once fax is digital, we can start understanding how that document's being worked, who's working on things quickly, where are things getting delayed, and making sure that we're eking out any of those areas of inefficiency, so that we can reduce the overall time to admit that patient to the correct facility. And so that we consider the most mature level of automation, where we're understanding how the documents are being interacted with.
And that is a lot to be able to unpack. And for those of you just joining, I'm talking with John Harrison from Concord Technologies. And we've been talking about kind of the history and evolution of fax and healthcare, now getting into, you know, how it can actually become a very essential tool for becoming a bit more automated and in helping to get data into the right places. So, John, kind of with those five levels that you were just describing, hopefully most places are at level, into level two at a minimum, which I think you had described as you've got the electronic or the digital version of fax, and that hopefully I'm going to be getting each stage right, but at stage three, it sounded like that's where you can start introducing some of the automation and analysis. So kind of, I guess the first piece to dive into is, where do you see the current spread of organizations that you're working with? You know, how many are into stage three or higher, and how many are kind of on the cusp of, or just waiting to be able to introduce some more of the technology-based tools that can help introduce automation?
Matt, unfortunately, the answer to that is a little disappointing. You know, there's, again, some analysis that we ran in the market fairly recently, just early in 2019, showed that even in a hospital setting, there were 55% of the hospitals that we reviewed that were still at stage zero, still using primarily traditional fax machines. In the LTPAC space, for example, that number is dramatically higher. Nearly 75% of LTPAC facilities are still at stage zero. Now, once I think, as you look at organizations that have begun the digital transformation process, organizations tend to move through the remaining levels of maturation fairly quickly, because the advantages of the faxes being in a digital format, it's fairly easy to make that shift. It delivers a ton of value, and it's just becomes a really logical thing. People's eyes open up to, wow, this is so much better than we were doing before. What else can we do? How else can we improve this? So once you're into the digital transformation, as you look at organizations that have begun digital transformation for fax transmissions, I would say that close on 40% of them are at level three. A much smaller number have transitioned to the use of AI, of artificial intelligence, to begin to automatically analyze the documents. That technology is fairly new, and is really emerging in the market over the course of the last, 18 to 24 months. So that's something we'll see a lot more adoption of over the course of the next few years. But, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell just a very quick story just about that transition from traditional fax machines to digital fax. We worked with a practice some years ago, and the physician was telling us a story about what drove them to make that transition from paper to digital fax. And they were referring to somebody else that they knew in the industry, not inside their own practice, but somebody else that they were aware of, where a patient had come into the practice looking for a breast exam after, being nervous of some anomaly. Had gone in, got had a review. They'd send her out for some imaging work, and essentially left it as, if there's anything concerning, we'll reach back out to you. Well, of course, some tests came back from imaging with some very bad news, and that information was returned to the referring physician by fax. The fax was misplaced, not routed correctly to the physician, never made it into the patient's chart. The patient never got a call back, and sadly passed away from breast cancer a year and a half later. And so there you've got this very, very real impact of, an enormously tragic event that happened as a result of an administrative failure that happened as a result of this reliance on paper. And the mere transition from paper-based systems to digital enables us to stop those things happening. There's a much higher degree of accountability. Paper, digital records don't just go missing. And so there's an enormous amount of risk reduction, patient care improvement, business optimization that's achieved just through that very, very first step. And I know I keep bouncing around a little bit, and I'm sorry for that, Matt, just sort of talking about that initial sort of ground level transition from basic fax services to digital fax. But really, for me, everything that we've seen in the industry shows us that's the most important step to take. Once you've made that step forward to digital fax, the world opens up in terms of what else is available for the automation of workflows and everything else. And then you can start applying all these great, wonderful new technologies for taking a lot of the human interaction, a lot of the human overhead, and a lot of the pain out of dealing with faxes. For the organization, but you've got to take that first step.
Yeah, and given the expansiveness that can open up by taking that first step, and contrasting that with some of the figures that you gave based on, I think you said the analysis you did in early 2019. What do you see as the perceived barriers from being able to take that first step?
They're mostly human, to be honest. It's a behavior shift. The technology for adopting digital fax services are pervasive. They're available from many different vendors. There are a variety of different flavors available as to whether you want to run things yourself and run your own software or just buy an online service, more similar to what my company does. But they're pretty easy to get started with. I think really the hesitation is mostly familiarity and people's awareness of the benefits that can be gained through the evolution away from paper. And I think a lot of folks struggle with that separation away from a very tactile interaction in a paper-based transmission to something that happens digitally.
Yeah, that is very interesting to hear. And I can't believe it, we're already starting to get close to the end of our time. So I'd kind of like to kind of shift to the end of the spectrum, which is the full use. And as you were talking about the ability to have AI or maybe machine learning based solutions helping to interpret and route the information from an incoming fax to the right place. So kind of where do those tools stand in terms of the development cycle and also in availability? Because I think you were talking about that overall it sounded like it was still relatively new, kind of really, I think you were saying hitting the ability for acquisition within the past, I think you said 18 to 24 months.
Yeah, that's correct. The technology is certainly fairly new still, Matt. You know, we're definitely seeing strong uptake from larger health systems, larger hospitals, and on the payer side. And our expectation is that that technology will trickle down into smaller facilities over the course of the next 12 to 18 months. In terms of the state of the technology today, you know, the technology is absolutely able to automatically identify document types, differentiate prioritization of documents based on the information that's contained in them, automatically identify and extract all the patient data, things like referring physicians. But most typically, the technology is aimed at extracting a few pieces of key information off the document. So perhaps, you know, 10 or 15 fields or components of information on a particular document. What we expect to see happen over the course of the coming few years as the technology continues to mature is that it will begin to extract more and more and more of the content that is contained in the document and be able to automatically transform a lot of the data that's bound up in this document format, automatically transform that into a digital record. You know, we see a future not far out where fax may actually provide a lowest common denominator form of interoperability. And, you know, if we're able to exchange documents easily and fluidly between different practices and different organizations, and then automatically change that document and automatically transform that document that's received into a digital record that makes sense for the receiver, we're moving closer to some form of interoperability that makes sense. Now, I'm not saying that this is a perfect end-to-end solution for the healthcare industry at all. I don't believe that for one moment, but I do think that as transmissions of information need to still be done in a document format for some reason or another, these technologies can take an enormous amount of the pain out of handling those documents and deliver a much, much smoother interaction and a much smoother transition of data for both sender and receiver.
Yeah, no, and I think that that's a lot to consider, and kind of as you're suggesting, could even be a little bit of, you know, an interim step as the industry continues to develop the means of very effectively being able to share and have data interact. But believe it or not, we are already out of time. I want to thank my guest, John Harrison, for a great conversation today.
Well, thanks, Matt. It was really fun to be here.
And thank you to everyone listening. Keep the dialogue going and connect with me at hashtag HCDEJURE. I'm Matt Fisher. Until next time.